Gemara sagt in Brachas, that Shoyalim Kshomim Bebirkas Hashonim. Zaloch, a person is mechuyev to ask for rain in Birkas Hashonim. But the Gemara says, we only ask for the rain b'moysa kshomim, and not b'moysa chamo. So vayt, that if someone asks b'moysa chamo for rain, you have to daven again. It spoils the tefillah. Now the shaila is, when is the time that you ask for rain? So the Gemara in Tainis, one man the Omar holds Gimel Becheshvan. Rabban Gamliel holds Bezayin Becheshvan. Why? It's 15 days after Sukkos. Kidei sheyagia achron sheberetz Yisrael lenehar Pras. And this is the way we pass in the halacha, ki Rabban Gamliel. Come the Rishonim and ask a shaila. If Be'etzem, the time of Kshomim is straight after Sukkos, is the reason we wait till Zayin Becheshvan, because we want that Achron Be'etz Yisrael will manage to get back home, or even more from that, till Nehar Pros. Bezman hazeh, there is no aliyah l'regel, l'chura da halacha had to be that you have to ask Kshomim right away. Why we have to wait bichlal to Zayin Becheshvan? And be'etzim, in the Gemara is such a man de Omar. Rabbi Yochanan says, bezman hazeh mevakshim kshomim miyad. Zog de chidush ha'aran, mikol mokoyim af achar ha'churban mis'asvi mikol svivis Yerushalayim le'ali al ha'regel. Even after the churban, people go le'ali al ha'regel. The Levush brings it down, Shechon Aruch Harav. The Ochel Shulchan says, if this is the reason, bezman hazeh no one goes up. Nice in our days, Baruch Hashem, people start again lalis l'regel. But the Ochel Shulchan's tkufa, no one was oil l'regel. So he says, the takone is not bottle. Le'umas deim, and Sefer HaShlomen, a lot of Rishonim state, that bezman hazeh, that is no aliyah l'regel, you have to ask Shami right away. Ramban, Geoinim, because Eretz Yisrael really needs rain right away. Lemaise, we pass in Halacha Zayin Becheshvan. But we have to know, Be'etzem Eretz Yisrael needs rain right away. Just because the Oile Regolim, they're waiting to ask. And the Tila Ledovid says a big Chiddush Halacha. We had to use it. It was a Maise a couple of years ago. Was a shul here near the yeshiva. The gabe got mixed up, and instead of Zayin Becheshvan and Vav Becheshvan, before Ma'ariv he gave a clap, a Saint Talamoto. Yeah, the calendar wrong. Okay, the oil here, the Saint Talamoto, no one has how to check. Mistame, today is the right day. So the whole shul, daven Ma'ariv, the Saint Talamoto. The end of davening, the gabe chapped, he gave the clap the day early. So the whole shul came to ask if they have to daven again. The same was said Talumoto early. So Lemaisa the Tila Ledovit says, Val Eretz Yisrael really needs rain. And Be'etzem, especially with Zman Hazeh for sure, Be'etzem is no reason not to. Just they didn't change the Takone. So because of that, we leave it like it is. So we'll see it's enough community by America. But I'm speaking only in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael needs rain. Just be'etzem, we wait. This is an Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, you wait till 60 days after the Tkufa. It's either the 4th of December or the 5th. It's only how many days you have in February, if you have 28 or 29. But Derech Klal it comes out, most of the years it comes on the 4th of December, that is the time you ask, it's 60 days after Tkufa. Why? Rashi says, listen carefully, because Bavel was a very low place, and it doesn't need so much rain. And the Meiri says, not only that, because it's so low, if it will rain a lot, the whole place will become muddy. So, midaf nish tzufil. So we wait. So the Rishonim say, lefi that, it's only in Bavel. But what would be different countries that need rain? Aber lemaisa, I'm not going into the poiskim. We paskin la aloche that in every country, chutz from Eretz Yisrael, chutz from special specific countries, the halacha is we ask for kshamim 60 days after Tkufas Tammuz, that is the 4th of December. Again, some machlekes hashem, this is the halacha. Till here, the halacha is very glad. Now the shaila that comes up, the first shaila, before we go into the halachas of a saint talumot, or if you didn't say, if you forgot, what happens to a ben chutz la'aretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael? When he starts to say a saint talumot, it's like yontef that he keeps two yontefs. He keeps his American minhagim, and b'meile, also the saint talumot, he will say only on the 4th of December. Other than that, now he's in Eretz Yisrael. As if he's Eretz Yisrael dik. On the fakir. Eretz Yisrael dik and he goes to America. So I want to explain. This is klal. If someone comes here for a couple years, he has to say like Eretz Yisrael. If he goes to Chutz La'aretz for a couple years, he says like Chutz La'aretz. No shaykh is the Yontef Sheni. Yontef Sheni is the aloche choym rei mokim sheyotza misham, Choyim rei mokum shebolisham. Minhag b'seim b'yadeim, they keep 2 days. Choyim rei mokum sheyotza misham. Choyim rei mokum shebolisham. This is Yontef Sheni. Here's no shaychus. You have to daven for rain. You say refreinu. You say slach lanu. No, if you made the averus in America or not. You say slach lanu. You say refreinu. You say boruch aleinu. I need rain. I need rain. It's two shittas. The Mishneh Berurah and Kuf Yud Zayin, before we go then to Poiske Zmaneinu, but before Poiske Zmaneinu, the Lashon of Mishneh Berurah is like this. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz oy lehefech. Im daite b'teich shona l'achzor, if he's planned to go back in the year, Shoyal ki mekoymoy. Vim daitoy achar shono, shoyal ki mokim shusham. Apa pish yesh lo isha vebodi. Ubesefer birke Yosef hiskim meshilka magdelim, ledas mereinu arav zrachye, umereinu rabi yakev molkoy, dechol echod ishal ki bnei ha'ir hanimtzoboy. Udoloy ki apri chodosh. Ulechurem edivri habereitev, Mashma, that it's only Bein Daiti Lachzor. So the Mishneh Berurah brings down a machlekes, what to do. If you're planning to go back, later we'll go in what is called planning to go back. But if someone is here for 3 days, for 4 days, a Ben Chutz La'aretz that came here for 2 weeks, later we'll see what is considered a whole Zman. What is a whole Zman? Yivam is Zman. Zahando Zach. Before the Pratim, a Ben Chutz La'aretz came here for 2 weeks, or you go to America for 2 weeks. We have two shittas. The Birkei Yosef says, now you're in Eretz Yisrael, ki Eretz Yisrael. Now you're in Chutz La'aretz, ki Chutz La'aretz. And the other shita says, no. If you're American, even if you're in Eretz Yisrael, the 4th of December. Eretz Yisrael, even in America, you have to say, these are the two shittas, the way it's brought down in Mishneh Berurah. And from them came, what some people say. Mishneh Berurah says, if you plan to be here more from a year, it's different. So the Meile, Bashkof Rishayna came, from some people the mistake, that Bnei Chutzal that came to Eretz Yisrael, Mishneh Berurah says, if they plan to go back before a year, they have to say like Chutz La'aretz. If they plan to stay more from a year, like Eretz Yisrael. Bilki Yosef says, no. Lefi where you are. So the Sfaradim that do like the Birkei Yosef, they for sure, when they're in Eretz Yisrael, they have to say the same Talamot. When the Chutz Lotz, they have to do like America. I will say soon the Pirtei Halochas. I want a little bit to build this up. But the Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim don't know Dafka Lefi the Birkei Yosef. We go Lefi the Mishnah Berurah. So Lechure, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, what you'll do? This is the Shaila. So before we go to the Mishnah Berurah, I want a little bit to build this up one step before. Mishnah Berurah brings down all different Sforim, Rabbeinu Malkoi. The Poskim say like this. Again, the Sfaradim, I said, they go lefi the place you are. What is the Shaila be'etzer? When you see inside the Mekoyres of the Shaila was like this. When you ask for rain, Lamazogen will start Ben Eretz Yisrael that goes L'chutz La'aretz. America doesn't need rain, Baruch Hashem, it rains 365 days a year, rains the whole time. So, when the winter comes, they start to ask for rain. Winter comes 60 days after Tkuchas Tammuz, the 4th of December. So we in America, there's no reason to ask for rain. America doesn't need rain. So the Birkei Yosef says, so we don't have it. Come to us, Israel, you have it. What's how the Ashkenazim? You came to America for 2 weeks. What do you mean you don't need rain? You needed to rain in Eretz Yisrael. Your wife will die, your kids will die, your sheep will die, your animals will die, your whole economy will go. You need. It's like Lehavdil, $11,500, yeah? American guy is here, yeah? So I want to know what is the election in America. But he's here, yeah, but his country is there, yeah? Same thing, if you're in Eretz America, Zogde Rabbeinu Malkoi, you have to daven for rain in Eretz Yisrael. You're davening for rain. Well, when you go outside, you're davening for rain, you want to get wet. You're davening for the rain to the place you need. Put your shulas in America. Lama Zogin, you live in Eretz Yisrael, every time when you daven, it's like Kfisas Adarach, you daven in America, you come back. I don't have to daven for rain. So the machlekes will be, the Birkei Yosef says, Kilo, I daven for Mekoimi, where I am now. I'm davening, Lamokim Azeh. And the Shinas Rabbeinu Malkoi and all those who are showing him that Mishnah Berurah brings down, I daven for my place. And the Mele, Lefida, this is the Machlekes, what to do? So, Lemaise, what is the Achor? I'm starting from the Ben Eretz Yisrael that is in Chutz La'aretz. Before the Peskis Maneinu, an amount. A guy goes to America for 2 weeks. He goes to America for 2 weeks. Again, without protein, we'll see later if he started already. He's going now to America for 2 weeks. Eretz Yisrael dik. What he will do? Lefi the Birkei Yosef, he doesn't have to say his Saint Talumoto. He doesn't need rain in America. But lefi the Ashkenazim, he needs rain. So what he will do? Safek. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say what to do. So if he's a Sfaradi, he doesn't have to say. But if he's Ashkenazi, what he will do? Zog the Poiskim to say it in Shmak Aleinu. And Baruch Aleinu say regular. Say in Baruch. Shmak Aleinu say the same Talumoto. Before Kiyato, Shemazamun Erebach says to add the same Talumoto Beretz HaKoydesh. Same Talumoto Beretz HaKoydesh. So this is the Psak La'aloch HaLemaisa. If you're in America for 2 weeks, again, so we'll speak about Bochum. Well, now we speak about someone that's going to America today for 2 weeks. So Lefi the Birkei Yosef, he doesn't have to say. The Eretz Yisrael Dika doesn't have to say. And Lefi the Ashkenazim, Tzamachleik is Birkei Yosef and Mishnah Berurah what to do. So Misafek, we say it in Shema Kulein. Now we're going back in an American that is visiting Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks before they go to the Yeshiva Bochum. Lefi the Birkei Yosef, he has to say the same Talumoto. He doesn't have to say. So what he will do? So some Poskim said the same thing. Say in Shema Kaleinu. Say in Shema Kaleinu. Came the Lomdim A, and they said like this. No. Here, Lefi everyone you have to say. Why here you have to say Lefi everyone? Because when you're in Eretz Yisrael, if there's no rain, you're not able to eat now. You need the rain here. You're right, you don't need rain in America, but you need rain here. You need it to rain here. You need to drink the whole summer. There's no water left. If it rains, there'll be better fruit here. Now you need rain here. When you're in America, so we're saying, even though America doesn't need rain, but I need in my country. But when you're here, you don't have to daven only in your country. You can daven for us also. You only daven for yourself, so selfish. You love to daven for Eretz Yisrael. When I'm in America, I say, even that Americans don't need water, but I'm Eretz Yisrael, I need my wife to have water. I need my kids to have water to drink. But Fakelt, when I'm an American, I'm a kept Eretz Yisrael, I can't say, listen, in my house I don't need water. No. Someone comes to a place, you know, there's animals around. I don't live here. No, I don't care. Who doesn't care in Eretz Yisrael? You can't say, I don't mind the people here are dying. I don't live here. If it's a tzor here that they need rain here, you have to daven. This is one reason. And the medayik, Rameh Reisdorfer, was medayik in Halachas Ketanos like that. Not everyone was masking to that. So again, this we started before we start to go into Protim, and I will explain. I'm speaking about, we have a Machlekes Birkei Yosef and the Ozra Achroinim, if you're in America, if you're America, it's Israel, if you're Eretz Yisrael, or no. If you're Eretz Yisrael, you can even be in America, and America, even Eretz Yisrael. And there's a svara to say that it's a chiluk. When you go to America, so if you're Birkei Yosef, you don't have to say, if you're Mishtabur, you have to, so Misafik, you say in Shema Kileinu. Now, what if I care? When you come to Eretz Yisrael from America, if you're Birkei Yosef, you have to, if you're Mishtabur, you don't have to. Here's the tzad to be machmir, then Eretz Yisrael, if you have one, you have to. It's a tzad mish. So what to do lemais? So, I wanted to be klol la'aloche first. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was machria that what the Mishnah Berurah says that if you come for a couple years, you become like Eretz Yisrael Dikah. It's not like Yad Avsheini. So Shlomo Zalman learns that it means if you came to Eretz Yisrael and you're planning to stay here till the 4th of December, you have to say V'Saint Alamoto and Baruch Aleinu. Dehainu. The whole machlekes, if you came for 2 weeks, a guy comes down from America for 2 weeks. Lefi Rebbe Yosef, if he has to say V'Saint Alamoto, Lefi, the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't have to. We said maybe there's a reason to machmir. Saying, Zorim Shem Zalman, this is only if you came for 2 weeks. But if you came Lekol HaShono, means till after the 4th of December, then even if you're the Mishnah Berurah, you have to say V'Saint Alamoto. And this is the achroi kimat of all the poiskim. That the ben Eretz Yisrael, chutz l'oretz, that came to Eretz Yisrael, and is planning to stay till after the 4th of December, and Kal v'chomer if he's planning to stay till the end of Zman, he has to save a Saint Alamoto and Baruch Aleinu. The only one that holds not like that was Rav Scheinberg, and he holds to say it in Shema Kaleinu. Wait, we'll get to the Pratim. Doesn't make a difference. So again, the achroi of koil v'roiv gdoi le'Yisrael is and l'mayze that Ben Chutzlar that came to Eretz Yisrael and is planning to stay till the end of Zman has to say V'Saint Alamoto, and it's Poshet, I say. I'll explain to you why. Here for sure the Svara is glad that he needs the rain for this year. Especially if he's staying for the whole Zman. He needs rain. He needs it to rain here. This is the place that he's living. So he needs rain. So Val, this is the place that he's living in and he needs rain. So Val, he has to say, V'Saint Alamoto.
Rav Scheinberg. Right now there's enough rain.
What?
Right now there's enough rain. I need the rain now.
You need the rain for this country.
As I said,
even till the 4th of December. So Kal V'Chomer, when a guy is staying for the whole Zman, for sure he needs rain. He's staying here now. Shabu also says Shono. Rav Zalman says Shono doesn't mean a year, means the whole Tkufa. אז זה משום זלמן פסק. So the Maisa, משום זלמן passes like this. If you plan to stay till the end of the year, till the end of this man, you have to say it in Baruch Aleinu, and if you forget, you have to daven again. If you forget, you have to daven again. I like to say this shir, this week, sometimes, Zayin Cheshvan is in Yom Chamishi. So I say the Shiur of Saint Alamoto that night. So after the shir, normally it's like 50 guys that didn't sing it yet. They asked if they have to daven again. We have a couple of minyanim. We'll see later. About again, Shlomo Zalman says you have to say in Baruch Aleinu, and if you don't say in Baruch Aleinu, you have to daven again. If you're planning to go back, so then you have to say it only in Shema Kaleinu to be choishesh to the Birkei Yosef and to the other tzad that we said that is needed to be machmir, and misafek you don't have to daven again. Now, there's another problem a lot of Bochim ask, and I asked the Shmir Shabbosky in Chosso. A Bochim tells me like this. He came now for the Holzman. See? The Holzman until Pesach, not till, I mean, till Nisan, not till after Purim. Holzman. Then he tells you, but next week my brother has a bar mitzvah, I have to go for 2 days. So he wants to know if he starts now to say V'sein Talumota or not. He's planning to go back before the 4th of December, but he's planning to come back in 2 days. So for sure, when he comes back the second time, he's planning to stay till after the 4th of December. The Shmir Shabbos Ki Ilchosa told me, he says in Baruch Aleinu, the Firm Shem Azal. That 3 days don't count. But when he's in Chutz La'aretz, and that couple days, he says to say in Shema Kaleinu for that bacher. What?
How long is it, how short does it have to be?
Couple days. Well, what is the gather? What would be if he's here for 1 day, just the chab chavrusas, and then he's planning to stay till the 4th of December, and then to come back? I don't know the gather of the days. Now, what happens? A lot of times you have a guy here, he's here, he's planning to go back before the 4th of December. He came for 2 weeks. He came for Sukkot, he's staying for 2 weeks. Next, Motzei Shabbos is planning to leave. So, we said he will stay in Shema Kaleinu, right? But when he gets to America, he stops to stay completely. Right? This is Pasha. So he says in Shema Kaleinu the couple of days that he's here, and then he stops. Now what happens, Fakel? A Ben Eretz Yisrael that is in America. So we said, if he's in America, he starts to say in Shema Kaleinu. Because if he's in Birkei Yosef, he doesn't have to say. If he's the boy, he says in Shema Kaleinu. So, Upshu Mazam would say like this. What would be the marshal if I have to leave next week for 2 days? Then Upshu Mazam would say, I say in Baruch Aleinu. Not in Shema Kaleinu. Because I already started in Eretz Yisrael, and I'm there for a couple days, and I'm coming back, I don't stop to say. The Birkei Yosef himself says it. Even that I said, Birkei Yosef says that you're going to leave the country you are, but if you started already, don't stop. If you started to say the same Talamot on Eretz Yisrael, even in America, you don't stop. Baba, we'll get to that. So again, a Ben Eretz Yisrael that started doesn't stop. So, a couple years ago, Rav Shteyman was in America, with the Ger Rebbe, I think it was 10 years ago, and the trip started like, Hey Cheshvan. Came Zion Cheshvan. So he told the Olam, you know, we're Cheshish to the Mishnah Berurah, so we will say in Shema Kaleinu, right? So they asked him a shaila like this, the London. When to start to say in America? In Ma'ariv of Zayin Cheshvan and Shema Kaleinu or in Mincha? Because when they dive in Mincha in Eretz Yisrael, they start to say V'sayin Talamoto. If you're saying for Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Zayin Cheshvan, other name. In America, in Zayin Cheshvan, they will start to say for Eretz Yisrael. Other name. While we go to Filim Mincha. We go to Filim Mincha. So, the Etzem, what is the Shaila? The Moshe. The Aloha is in Tfilas Tal. Yeah? If you're in a place that the Oilam Dav in Tfilas Tal, even that you didn't, you're not holding in Musaf, you can't say Tfilas Geshem anymore, right? And Pesach. If the Oilim said Tfilas Tal, you can't say Mashivuach Amor Geshem, because they already have Tfilas Tal. So if you're going on an Eretz Yisrael, they said the same Talumoto, and you're trying to do Lefi Eretz Yisrael, so I found in Shulchan Shleim Etake, he says that if you want, you could start already in Mincha. If you want, you could start already in Mincha. But I think it's wrong. I'm saying Lule Dvor, yeah, Behelim Dvor. I'll explain why. I heard once a Kasha, Mechosh V'yid. The Moshe, I'll ask you a Shaila like this. A person asked me, it was God of Nagel Maisa. He was in Australia. So he asked me if in Zion Cheshvan in Australia he has to say the same Talumoto. You know, Australia, if you call now Australia, you know they're ready Friday morning. They gave us. So when they're in Zion Cheshvan, and Eretz Yisrael is not Zion Cheshvan, he could say the same Talumoto or not. It's Fakert with Abstehman's child. In Australia, Zion Cheshvan, by us, is not. Australia doesn't need rain. It's the soil is not Zion Cheshvan. If it starts to rain, the Oilei Regolim will get all wet, yeah? We need the Oilei Regolim till Zion Cheshvan, they're walking. Right? So we don't want rain in Eretz Yisrael. He started to daven, V'sein Talumoto l'Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael doesn't want rain. Ayala al Adas, what is the pshat? They say that the Moshe will be, the Midrash will be built, they will count Ayoyim Yoyim Echot Ba'oymerens in Australia, right? And they will see in a video Beis HaMikdash that it's Yontef yet. So how do they count the Yom Echad Ba'ayman? What is the answer? The answer is that the Pashtas, it's not the Pshat, it's like one day and the day goes around the world, yeah? Chafetz Chaim says that Motzi Yom Kippur is Inyan to learn, no one learns. Why Yom Kippur is no Inyan to learn? Because everyone is davening, right? So Motzi Yom Kippur, why you have to learn? I mean, some places are davening. Alamo, some. Well, it's different hours that no one, Purim, no one learns. What do you mean no one learns? In America, it's Erev Purim. The answer is, it's the same time. Motzi Yom Kippur is all over the same time. We see it in different places. But Akadosh Baruch Hu is me'al hazman. Motzi Yom Kippur, no one learns. It's not we, b'teich hazman, so it looks that here's Motzi Yom Kippur and here's Yom Kippur. But be'emes, it's one zach. So when America is Zayin Cheshvan by night, it's the same Zayin Cheshvan by night here, even though it doesn't make sense. So, by me it's shvel to say to start with Minchen. Mikol Mekoyim, this is the Aloche. Now, we'll go by it, huh? Legabe Shliach Tzibur, the Aloche is that even if Lemoshel, a person is Rav Scheinberg's people, or Lemoshel Stam, a person that is here only for a week, and he's not saying Baruch Aleinu and Tefillah only in Shema Kuleinu. He's not saying Vesenta Lomoto Baruch Aleinu. He's only saying it in Shema Kuleinu. But when he's a chazan, he says Lefi the Mokim that he is. And the same thing Fakert. If you go to America, so Lama Zogin, if I go to America, I have to say Vesenta Lomoto. But when I dive in Chazal Sashatz, I will not say Vesenta Lomoto. So it's two chidushim here. First, that in the Shliach Tzibur, he says Lefi the Mokim. Second of all, that the Tfilas Lachash, he doesn't daven in the same Nusach that he's going to daven in the Tfilas Choyl. Pashtas, the Tfilas Lachash is ha'achonet in the Tfilas Choyl. It's a bazunder shmuz. Now, let me gain a little bit to the Alochas. Someone forgot to say the same Talumoto. So what is the Aloche? He has to daven again. So maybe we'll start Keseda. If a person forgot to say Mashiv Ruach Umer Nageshem, forgot to say Mashiv Ruach Umer Nageshem, it's totally if he's an American or it's Israelic. Americans that forget to say Mashiv Ruach Umer Nageshem have to daven again. It's Israelic that forget to say Mashiv Ruach Umer Nageshem don't have to daven again. Why? Because in America you don't say Merid at all. So the male, if you didn't say nothing, you have to daven again. And it's Israel, in the summer you say Merid at all. So even if you forgot to say Mashiv Ruach, you said Meir Atol, so you don't have to repeat. This is one of the madness of Bnei Eretz Yisrael. That there's no problem forgetting Mashiv Ruach and Meir Nageshem, because you say Meir Atol.
The American Chutzpah Yeshiva Bachem say
the mice is negated to the summer, but Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that it's the right thing to do, but they don't have to. It's the right thing to do, but they do not have to. But it's kedai to do it. I only know Litvik. I don't know. Say the Chassidim say it also in America. Is that right? Say
someone does it.
Someone says, it's no din American. Someone says, Bergen I told the whole year, so it's no problem if he gets Mashi V'ruach. But someone that doesn't say it. So now, the aloch is like this. We're speaking about the same Talamato, but the answer is the same aloch as Mashi V'ruach to Chutz Lord speaking. This, in Mashi V'ruach, Bergen HaGesher, if you forgot it, so while the first three brochas are one brocha, so if you forgot it, after Mechayim Meisim, you have to go back to the beginning. And the same Talmud of the Halachas is like this. If you misupik, if you said it or not, you have to go back. Why? Till 30 days. Because the Chazoke, that Mistomi, you didn't say it. The Chazoke, Mistomi, you didn't say it. So in the first 30 days, what is the mile of 30 days? That you have 90 tefillahs. It doesn't work out so much because we have Shabbos, it's a kasha. About as I stated in the poskim, that while you have 90 tefillahs, so mainly if you misupik, if you forgot or not, till 30 days you don't have to go back. From 30 days, I'm sorry, till 30 days you have to go back. From 30 days you don't have to go back. Zog in the poskim. So if a person doesn't want to go back misafik if he forgets the Saint Talumoto, he doesn't want to have sfegas, to say it 90 times. Some say like a trio to say 101. Some say you have to say it beretzifus. It's a stand to say it. Some say, no, one more you say it. Not 10, the way to say the Aleph 10, the way to say the base, another 20. Before said Shlishi, another 20, then another 30. Some say you have to say it again. Now, as a machleik is how to say it. Some say that it's enough to say, v'eskol minei svoos letoivo v'sein talumoto livrocho. Some say you have to say, v'eskol minei svoos letoivo v'sein talumoto livrocho al pnei ha'adomo. I want to explain. Someone gets up and says, v'sein talumoto, v'sein talumoto, v'sein talumoto, it doesn't help. Why? Because later when he davens, when he says "Veskom neis v'osa letoivo," he's used to saying "Shaker." He's regular to say "Veskom neis v'osa letoivo." The same bracha. A person is regular to say when he's regular, the way he's regular to talk. So to change the way he's regular to talk, he has to say 90 times "Veskom neis v'osa letoivo." The same talmud of bracha al pnei adamo. But if he stop says v'sein talamoto, v'sein talamoto, v'sein talamoto, he didn't get used to say v'sein talamoto. When he says v'sein ta, he says talamoto. But like this, v'sein broch. But if he says v'eskol minei svoos v'letoivo v'sein talamoto, so he changes his teva. We read from Shir Hamur, Rabbeinu Peretz. Now, why I'm saying it? It's time to help people, no. Some people don't like to do that because it's a chidush of Rabbeinu Peretz that it helps. But the American bochim have to do it. And not because American bochim, but don't forget. It could be also true, maybe. But because you're in Eretz Yisrael, and as a machlekes, what to do, so I told you from Shmuel Zalman that if you didn't say, you have to go back. But it's a chidush, right? So if you will not say 90 times, so you'll be mesubik if you said it not, and you will be davening again. So it will be a big shaila. Why? Maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman is not right, and you don't have to daven again. So it's a sfek sveke. Maybe I forgot, maybe I didn't forget. And even if I forgot, maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman is not right. So like this, you say, v'skol b'nei svoos v'letoivo v'sein talumoto livrocho. So even if you misupek, you'll be right. I someone say I don't like to do like Rav Shlomo Zalman because Rav Shlomo Zalman is wrong, so I'm spoiling my tefillah. It's not so bad. Like I told you that if the place in the shul that clapped before, but the Eved, they don't have to go back. Even in America, some shittas hold that if you said V'sein Talumoto in this film Zayin Cheshvin, you don't have to go back. Because Meikar Adin, you need rain. Just we're not Mechalek, because Bovel, so we don't say V'Sein Talamoto. So I mean again, Val the Ikar Psag is like Shlom Zalman, but Val is a Machlekes and is a Shaila, so not to go into a Sofek Broches. Now, to be so Mechal of Shlom Zalman to say it's not so bad. Why? Maybe the Birkir Yosef is right. And even if wrong, maybe the Chutzlaus, but even if you say it's okay. But to Matzrich on those tefillah, maybe Sofek Broches lo Hakel, maybe Shlom Zalman is not right. So normally, if I have a Sofek, I'll dive in again. So this is the reason I say Alamol, American Bochur Eretz Yisrael, some people that I can never forget. But the people that have it sad that they will forget, even one tefillah, one Bochur Levatole. Again, normally if you forgot, so you dive it again. It's not the end of the world. See later. So I dive it twice. We'll see later. If it's a Bochur Levatole, if someone forget, oh, he just dive it to Shmoneh Esre. See, over a Maisa, this Chaim Kanievsky went to the Stipler. He told him, he forgot the Alev Yove. It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So he told him, Givaldik. So now you can daven again. You'll have Me'er Brochas. Shabbos very hard to have Me'er Brochas. So we'll see later. We'll get to it today. He learned that it's Tefillah and Shabbos, but Atyat said, Yalev Yove is not a Brochas. So you have to daven again. But I'm saying again. So normally, if you have a tzad and you forgot and you daven again, Nish B'Seder. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. But again, here, because you will have to dive in again to be a big shayle, not to go into the shayle, this is the best eitzah.
How does fighting do this meditation? Because for them, Sintra
Mot
is a whole different
practice. By them, normally it's not a suffix what they did. They know. They know if they did the Sfar the Ashkenazi. The Ashkenazim don't know if they said it or not. The Sfar didn't know. Barech Aleinu Bocheinu. And Nalich Shloimoi, I found later, Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyer Bachzer it himself, that the reason he was telling everyone to say V'Sein Talamoto, he was so mechanda that b'di'evet it's not me'akev, because like we said, because b'etzem we need rain, like before Zayin Cheshvan, that b'di'evet you're not choyza, so b'tzir of that, he told people to do it. So again, about when you have a suffix. Now, it's a big shayla, a lot of people say, I said 90 times, and then he saw himself that he has mistakes later. If it helps or not. If they ask the shayla, how much time? Once, twice, three times, what is mevato, shal shalogach? Now, the halacha is like this. If you forgot in Baruch Aleinu, and you remember in the middle of the bracha, before the Shem Hashem, you say where you remember, V'Sein Talamoto, Livrocha al Pnei Adom. If you finish the bracha before, after Baruch Ato Hashem, and you didn't start Kabe Shoifo, it's a machlekes apoiskim. The Mishdabur says to say it in Shema Kuleinu, Shmir Shabbos Kilchot Paskin to say it after Baruch Aleinu, before Kabe Shoifo. Even the Mishdabur says that it's better to say it in Shema Kuleinu, he says it's better to say it right away, because there's a big chance that you will forget before you get to Shema Kuleinu. What happens if you didn't say after Tka B'Shoifo? Before Tka B'Shoifo. You say it in Shema Kuleinu. Will you say it in Shema Kuleinu? Before Kiyato Hashem. What do you say? V'Sei Talomoto Livroch. As they state in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says, V'Sei Talomoto Livroch Al Pnei Adomo. What if you forgot in Shema Kuleinu? So if you remember before the Shem Hashem, you say, Baruch Ato, V'Sein Talamoto Livrocha Al Pnei Adomo, Ki Ato Hashem Shema Tfilo. You remember after you said, Baruch Ato Hashem, before you said Shema Tfilo, you say, Lamdei Nichukecho, V'Sein Talamoto Livrocha Al Pnei Adomo, Ki Ato Hashem Shema Tfilo. What would be if you forgot, Baruch Ato Hashem Shema Tfilo. You remember before Ratzei, you say it there. You started Ritzei, what do you do then? You started Ritzei, what do you do? What? You go back to Baruch Aleinu. You didn't remember. You remember after Yule Rotzei Nimrefi, the second Yule Rotzei, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, so the klal is posha. Baruch Aleinu, you go back to inside the bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Shemet, Baruch Hashonim, you say it there. You forgot there, you say the Shema Kuleinu. You forgot the Shema Kuleinu, before the end, you try to go back to Shema Kuleinu. Before Ritzei, you say it there. You forgot, and you start Ritzei, back to Baruch Aleinu. You didn't remember there. You finished davening, you go back to the beginning of the tefillah. No, Baruch Aleinu, therefore you do it Shema Kuleinu. But in Shema Kuleinu, you say Lamdei Nechukech. So it was a big shaila. The first one that was ma'ir the shaila, I'll say it b'shamom with this time, is Rav Avraham Gnechovsky, that was nifter in the beginning of the week. One of the G'dayle Yisrael. A person, Davin Shmoneh Esrei. And he said, Baruch Aleinu, he forgot the Saint Talumoto. So what he did, he said, I'll say it to Shmoneh Esrei. He got the Shema Kaleinu, he forgot also Shema Kaleinu. He started to say, so what he has to do? Go back to Baruch Aleinu. He went back to Baruch Aleinu and again he forgot. Now he's holding an Ala Tzadikim. What to do? Three Tzadim. And it could happen to you. You can't. You have to know, yeah? What happens to you? You didn't say Baruch Aleinu, you planned to say Shema Kaleinu. You got the Shema Kaleinu, you forgot. You went back to Baruch Aleinu. Forget again in Baruch Aleinu. You're holding Ala Tzadikim. What to do? I'll tell you three tzadim. One tzad, to carry on traveling till Shema Aleinu and to say it there. One tzad, to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Third tzad, to jump to Shema Aleinu. And I'll explain to you the tzofik. What do you think is the most glad tzad to do? Jump.
He's going to forget again.
Doesn't get difference because he has a tzad to forget. Because he has a tzad to forget, it's not to jump. So everyone will say by Shkofer Rishonu, this is what everyone does himself, travels to Shema Kaleinu and says it there, right? I don't understand. This person was already visiting in Shema Kaleinu already, and he got to Ritzei. Now the halacha is, he can't go back from Ritzei to Shema Kaleinu, right? In Ritzei, you only have a door back to Baruch Aleinu. Now he went to Baruch Aleinu, he didn't say it. Why is he saying now Ala Tzadikim? He said already Ala Tzadikim. He said Yerushalayim. He said everything. He got to Ritzei. And Ritzei, they told him, Herzachai, no more chances. You go back to Baruch Aleinu. His Baruch Aleinu is garnished. So what is carry on now? You're allowed to go back for Shema Kaleinu? So say Shema Kaleinu, straight. Why did David again Ala Tzadikim? What do you have from Ala Tzadikim? Ala Hasidim. What do you have from it? What do you have from Yerushalayim? I have these brachas. I'm going to say to Shema Kaleinu, so I go back to Shema Kaleinu. Manavshach. If I'm going to say to Shema Kaleinu, let me to jump to Shema Kaleinu to start to say Shema Kaleinu. The answer is, we don't let you to say Shema Kaleinu. So go back to Baruch Aleinu. But what is the tzad to carry on davening to be mamshich till Shema Kaleinu? So again, Bashkofer Rishon, everyone says, go to Shema Kaleinu. Bashkofer Shnia, it's no Indian to go to Shema Kaleinu. What is the Indian to go to Shema Kaleinu?
But he did say about Baruch Aleinu and
jump to Shema Kaleinu. The Torah says, then the Baruch Aleinu is hanging in the air. So you have to to build it in. So you build it with Ala Tzadikim. You can't have a Baruch Aleinu stam. Why have to go back to Baruch Aleinu? Say, V'sent Talamot Rebbe Luv Ritzei. Torah says, it has to be in Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu has to have a set. So I raised my davening to Baruch Aleinu and I put a Baruch Aleinu there. But if I'm not saying it in Baruch Aleinu, what is the point to carry on saying till I get to Shema Kaleinu? There's no point. So order to jump to Shema Kaleinu, order to try again Baruch Aleinu, order to say no. When I decide to go back to Baruch Aleinu, I kilu race. Because I race back to Baruch Aleinu, now it's raced. So now it's going to be the first time Baruch Aleinu. So till I get to Shema Aleinu. What? Well, I don't know. I said a story to Steinberg. A person davened a whole tefillah. We'll see later. Maybe in the middle of davening, you can't add אז המושג של 18, אז לא מושג של 24. We are not saying Amdei Nechukeha. No, Amdei Nechukeha means that it's not a brocha, it's just a pasuk. Baruch Atah Hashem, Amdei Nechukeha is not a brocha. It's a way to make the brocha, to make Baruch as a pasuk. And Tehili, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amdei Nechukeha. So I went to ask him from Zab and Erebach. Remember, he started to yell at me, who is this guy that forgot so much time? I told him, Rebbe, he's outside, he's middle of davening, he asked me to ask. So he was asking to answer. Shlomo Zalman told me to say it in Shmakuleinu. Dahinu, to carry on to Shmakuleinu. To carry on to say in Shmakuleinu.
If you raise to Shmakuleinu, you may go back to Shmakuleinu.
So Shlomo Zalman told me to be mamshich, to say Ala Tzadikim, Bel Yerushalayim, Tzemach. So, I'll try a little bit to be mamshich. What happens when a person forgets to say the same talumot? So the halacha is he has to daven again. That's the halacha. If a person forgot to say the same talumot, he has to daven again. Why he has to daven again? So the Welt says that it's totally in two tirutzim, in tesis and brochas. Someone forgot Yale V'yovoi, in Minchen and Erev Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh was Erev Shabbos, he forgot Yale V'yovoi. Or not Erev Shabbos, any Rosh Chodesh. He forgot Yale V'yovoi in Minchen Rosh Chodesh. He remembers by night that today in Minchen he forgot Yale V'yovoi. He has to daven again or not. First Teretz of Teisa state, don't daven two Ma'aribs. What do you gain from two Ma'aribs? You can't see Yale V'yovoi by night. Shmonesra without Yale V'yovoi you have a Mincha. Rav Alfas Kosav Zog Teisa's name. Kilo you never daven Mincha. So you have to daven two Ma'aribs. Zog the Stipler, Broches, everyone says it, the Stipler Shlegas Klor. The Machleikah says what happens when a person forgets a Askore. It's Mishanim Matbeah Shetovu Chachomim and the whole Shmonesra is Farfar. On the name, Shmonesra is good. He's missing Yale V'yovoi. So he just has to go back to say Yale V'yovoi. But the problem is he can't hang the Yale V'yovoi stamp. So he puts another Shmonesra around the Yale V'yovoi. La Aloche, Shechonor doesn't know what is the Psak. So the Aloche we pass him, Misofek, you daven two Ma'aribs, and you make a Tnai of Nedovah. And the Meir Mishnebua says, if it happened to you Erev Shabbos, El Shabbos, you cannot daven two Ma'aribs, because ain't a dover b'Shabbos. That's the halacha. First, the same suffix Reb Shmuel Rozovsky has. Happens a lot of time. Shabbos, Yontef. You bench Birkas HaMozon, you said Yalav Yov, you forgot Ritzei. Bench the second time, you said Ritzei, didn't say Yalav Yov. You have to bench a third time or not? Zag Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is telling this to Terutzi. If the first benching is good, I'm missing Yale V'yovoi. Second benching is good, I'm missing Ritzei. I'm all done. But if the pshat on Ritzei Nishkin Birkas HaMozon, on Yale V'yovoi Nishkin Birkas HaMozon, Misofik bench the third time. Zog Tam Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, and I have a problem. You can't make Tfilas Birkas HaMozon a Dovah. Slechu Misofik, don't bench.
It's again.
Mai Shnomi Yale V'yovoi in the Tfilas. What's the Shaykhaz? Teisus Imbroches, the Stipler. Yeah? And here's the problem. So Shmuel clears about because Hamozin is a sofik deraisa, ochal kedei svir. He says it's not a sofik deraisa because Haskor is the rabbonon, it's not deraisa, only because Hamozin is deraisa. Reb Shmuel brings raisa from Mishneh Brura to a sofik. We're not going to it. It's Al-Chove. I want to go back to Reb Chaim. Came Reb Chaim and said, so what happens if someone didn't say the same talumoto? Lechu had stolen the two tirutzim and teisus. So the b'shaila will be, this Friday, it happens with Erech Klal, the first week if you have the same talumoto. this Friday you have to say Mincha B'Sein Talumata. Person goes to shul, Lel Shabbos, he remembers in Mincha he didn't say B'Sein Talumata. To daven to Ma'ariv Zanat. Ma'ariv he can't say B'Sein Talumata. Why it happens, I'll tell you why it happens, because you daven Mincha 2 minutes before Shabbos, and most shuls, the Rav speaks of B'Sein Talumata, him with Mincha and Ma'ariv, and everyone remembers that he didn't say B'Sein Talumata and Mincha. So now what to do? L'chur, it's totally the same shayla. Came Reb Chaim in stencil, I'm always the first stencil, second one, in the stencil. Zog Reb Chaim, V'Sein Talumata, if you didn't say, L'kule alme is nishken matbea. The tefillah is nishken tefillah, and you have to daven two ma'arivs in Lel Shabbos. Why? He said, V'Sein Talumata, it's a chelik in the nusach. Yalav Yobi is a askora, so we could be misupik. If it's Meshanu Matbea, you're missing the askora. V'Sein Talumata? So some bring a riot to Reb Chaim from the Sfardim. You mentioned the Sfardim before. The Sfardim, and also Boston, and also the Minhag Ha'ari, they have Baruch Aleinu in the winter, and Barcheinu in the summer. Two different, you see the Siddurim, it's Mamash divided into two. Take a Svardish Siddur, or a Boston Siddur, or a Ari Siddur, yeah? So what's the Pshat? Teretz says, B'Sein Talumata is Andre Matbea. They Mamash changed the whole Matbea. If it's a Askora, they don't have a different Ratzei for Rosh Chodesh, the Svardim, they also see a Levi Yavoy. They put tefillin, they do everything like us. So why here they changed it? Because it's Andre Matbea. So we put a line, they bundled the whole thing to make Andre Matbea. But it's Andre Matbea. As Reb Chaim gesagt. Even if Reb Chaim passes like this, and Mogen Avraham is mashma not like that, he's medamet to B'Sein Talumata. Mishtabur is mashma also, that's the same thing. Tira Ledovid is mesupik in that. Ledine Reb Chaim Noe Paskins that you cannot daven in Shabbos. If you forgot to say it on the motto in Mincha, you cannot daven. The Maizu B'Sulyanka Fisher says that Kula Alma you don't have to daven. The Maizu B'Shem Zaman Oyebach also Paskins La Aloha you cannot daven. So the Maizu we don't Paskin like Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim Paskin that it's felt in the Matbea. We pass in Fakir. So the Shaila is Be'etzem, going back to our Shaila. So what happens when a person misses Baruch Aleinu and he didn't say B'Sein Talumata? So he goes back to Baruch Aleinu. What happens if Lemaise he forgot Baruch Aleinu, got the Shmak Aleinu, forgot, remember, went back, now he's in the middle, what to do? So all the places can say, here you have to go back. Why? The Pshat is Azay. This is what I understood from Shmuel Zalman. I'm saying it b'ktzara, but that's the Yisoid. Shmuel Zalman understood that we said, Chaim Kanievsky brought down that his father told him that if he forgot Yalav Yovah and Shabbos and Yontif, he could daven again, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and Fakel, he has mea brochas. The Moshe is a big shayla. Someone forgot the Saint Talumato. So you have to daven again. Speaking of serious bocher, yeah? Serious bocher that never davens be yechidus. So now that he forgot the Saint Talumato, he has to daven again the tzibu, or it's enough to daven again? So lechura. If it's only missing the askora, tefillah be tzibu he has already. Saint Talumato he doesn't have be tzibu. Say that. But if it's bichlal mishken tefillah, so if we pass in the Loki Reb Chaim, so he doesn't have to daven b'tzibur. If it's a sofek, maybe the guy didn't feel a b'tzibur, it could be maker, yeah? This is alemol, when he forgot. But when it's in the middle of davening, you can add brochas to davening. Shuzama told me b'zeh nusach. V'alad afgein tzurik tzu baruch aleinu. We have to say that everything what he said before, fal. We have to race it. And it's raced, and now the tefillah is starting from Baruch Aleinu. So while the tefillah is starting from Baruch Aleinu, so now it's a new tefillah. And like when a person forgets in Baruch Aleinu, he goes over to Shmak Eleinu and he says it in Shmak Eleinu till he gets there. So here also he has to go. So the Maisa could mean Birkas Hamazon is the same thing. You can't bench twice. So if you want to bench again, it's Ki'ilu, you raise the first benching. So I mean, it could be you will have to bench the third time. Now, I asked the Shaila already, I heard from Avraham Gnechovsky 20 years ago. I asked everyone that I could ask. Everyone, I spoke to everyone about it. Everyone told me to go back, to carry on till Shmai Kuleinu. I sent it to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. You know, normally Reb Chaim answers regular. Reb Chaim answered me, this was the Loshon. Eneni poisek alocha lemaisa. Ubifrat birushalayim, tifne lemoy richomi arav Eliashiv shlit. Reb Eliashiv, I didn't manage to get it. However, Weiss didn't know this. Double portion of Chaim Kanievsky answers the whole time, yeah? I think every day he's number 1,000 letters, yeah? So this Shaila, Reb Chaim Kanievsky said he's not a poisek la'alochem. He can't be machriya such a Shaila. This is been a friggin' Reb Eliashiv. The Shaila is for Reb Eliashiv to machriya such a chomodik Shaila. But I want to mention maybe one more or two more nafkeminas. It's a big Shaila, the Oruch HaShulchan speaks about it. A person davens tefillas choil b'Shabbos. But in Shema Kuleinu, he mentioned k'ayim Shabbos ayim. That the other is yoytze. That's the halacha. If he mentioned Shabbos in the tefillas choil, it's yoytze. Now he makes a yisholim. He remembers, but he didn't say the same talumoto. He has to daven again or not? I'll tell you where's the Shaila more chamo. It happens here in Yeshiva every year. I have the same Shaila. A bocher goes to Shtiblach, Le'aleinu, and Shabbos morning, and he's davening. You know, Shtiblach, he didn't realize it's Shabbos Kodesh, but davening Shtiblach. Starts when I saw, he's thinking about where he will eat today, yeah? And he starts Tfilas Choyl. Stop, forget about the same Talamot, a normal week. So what is the halacha? He's holding in the middle of Ala Tzadikim, and he remembers that it's Shabbos. What do you do? What is the halacha? No? Simcha. What do you do? Doesn't happen to you?
After the Gemara Brachos.
What? Again, he remembers, he's in the middle of Al Tzadikim. After Al Chassidim, he remembers. No. You finish the Bracha. It's a Gemara Brachos, you finish the Bracha. Why? Because Be'etzim, every Shabbos you could have done with Ches, like Moses says. Just mitzvah, Teirach Shabbos, they were not Matriach. So you have to finish the brach. Aloch lemaise. The shir is also to teach the aloch. It's a part of the shir. The teacher is aloch. Yeah? So now listen very what happened to this bacher. He's holding ala chassidim, ala tzadikim, ala chassidim. Shabbos today. Okay? I heard yesterday in shir. We carry on. One second. But I didn't say the same talumoto in Baruch Aleinu. Now what he's going to do? If he's going to finish Ala Tzadikim, Lemaise from Baruch Aleinu is off, right? It's felt in the Matbea. So Ala Tzadikim is flying in the air, it's Golish.
Shabbos.
Again, but he wants to say Ala Tzadikim. Ala Tzadikim is built on Ala Malshinim. And Ala Malshinim is built on Roshiva Shifteinu. Baruch Aleinu. If Baruch Aleinu is not, you're right. That if he, so one person says, carry out the Shema Kuleinu, say it in Shema Kuleinu. And then Davin Shal Shabbos. This suffix, you know where is the suffix?
What happens if it's not Shabbos? Do I continue?
Yeah, you go to Shema Kuleinu. And you say to Shema Kuleinu. Because Chazal have a matbea that it could be in Shema Kuleinu. But if you forget the Shema Kuleinu, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. The Baruch HaShulchan is Mesupik. And this Shaila has to be Lemais. If it happens to you, you're stuck. It happened to someone, I remember he was stuck a couple of hours, he didn't know what to do. He said, you don't know what to do. And the mice, I don't know what to do in the mice. What do what you do, you snuck in Allah Tzadikim.
If he does, you can't stam.
Is it tzad? Tzad doesn't help. I'm asking you what to do. So if you say 90 times, you're not have a problem. What's the Baruch Shem? You can't stop saying Baruch Shem. What's Baruch Shem? What?
Say
Baruch Shem. You have to know what is the Halacha. So either you finish the bracha, or maybe stop. What is the sign? Maybe no, maybe switch to Shabbos. Baruch Aleinu is off, so the whole thing is flying in the air. So Be'etzem, I could right away go to Shabbos. I don't have to finish Al HaTzadikim. So three it's done. To go to Shema'ak Aleinu, to finish Al HaTzadikim, or to say Shabbos right away. Any idea? I think I saw Machzik Broche class the Shaila. What? Chazal Shatz in the shul, they won't ever say Besayit Alumato.
No, forget the whole weather happening. Forget about what he did.
Won't forget what he's in the middle of the tzaddikim.
Say Shem Hashem. No,
Rosh Shulchan says even more chamor from that. Someone davened tefillas choyl and he finished mevorech hashonim, and he then remembered that he went to Shabbos and he didn't say v'sayit alumato, has to daven again. What? Shabbos shmones. And then he also not say v'sayit alumato. Look, someone sent me. Remember, so if I remember right, it's kind of, I couldn't find it. I saw once the Marzik Broche from the Chido is besupik and what to do lemaise. What is the answer? Chveisnish was a tala. I hope it will not happen. Chveisnish. We'll stop it.